Stands here just for a minute, really, they are removing you from employment as of today. This is the letter. You can have a seat and we'll talk. It's an at-will employment. It's ended effective today. And I think I have Stan here only to find out if you have personal belongings in your office that you have to have immediately. I would have to know, because what's going to happen, you're not going to be allowed to go back over there. Nobody is, when they're separated, immediately allowed to go back into their area. So anything that you have that's personal, they'll pack for you and get over here. But is there anything there, medications, anything you would have immediately from your area, then I'm going to send Stan over there to get it.
Unless I left something like my phone.
As far as like men will carry wallets, sometimes they take them out, you know, and I just want to make sure. Mm-hmm. Your personal belongings will be anything that they suspect is your personal belongings. And I know this is all very shocking and to hit you with this immediately when you walk in. I just want to know if there's anything immediate. I'll allow you to talk to me about any personal property or anything we need to do at the exit. What about your keys? Do you carry them? I need those. I need to look at them. You're basically
justification for this?
Huh? Well, you're at will. And so when it comes to an at will removal, it's no cause. We're not going to list cause. And so Stan's really not allowed to get into cause with you, and I'll kind of explain that to you, how that works and why that is. So I'm sure they have some justification for it, but mostly because it's not a right fit. It's not working out. But I'll talk to you more about it. So really, right now, Stan, I'll get back to you about personal property. And one thing to be certain of is they're going to do what they can to end your accesses, and you cannot log in for any rhyme or reason to any of the McNeese systems. From this point forward, you should not be logging into anything. Now, what y'all are doing there, I don't know, but let me know. I'll talk back with you about the personal.
Okay.
So I know, like I said, this is shocking to you, and we have things we have to cover. But when it comes to being removed, Kevin, I don't really get into the whys. Okay, all I'm here to do is exit you. I can tell you that because it's not a cause removal, they're not telling you you did anything wrong in this letter. You're eligible to file for unemployment, and you'll probably get unemployment. I know that's not a lifesaver to you right now. I know that a million things are probably going through your mind right now as to why they did this. Chad signed off on it, you know, Stan, and they had it approved through the president.
But you think they communicate with me as opposed to surprising me?
Well, that may be something.
Hostile environment.
Yeah.
And this contributes toward proof that they've been hostile towards me and they've been showing bias.
Yeah. Have you ever filed a complaint, like to Mike Snowden, complain about a hostile environment?
No, I have not. And it's gotten worse.
And so where are you going to go? What you can do about that now internally is probably not going to do you any good. You know, because they're not going to consider you employed, and so they're probably not going to hear any complaints you have now. Now, I'm not saying you can't do something else about it, Kevin. You know, I just don't know. My main thing is to make sure these are here. And like I said, probably as an HR person, Kevin, if I had my way, you would be subject to some, you know, what I do with classified. You would have gotten counseling, you know, had a chance to respond, you know, those types of things. But those are matter. They don't do that with that wheel here. Whether or not I think that's right or wrong is not relevant. Nobody's going to listen to my opinion on it, Kevin. This goes on, like I said, Stan puts this in motion. Chad approves it. The president, I was told, I called over there this morning to make sure he approved it. And that's all I have to tell you. I can tell you about it is that it's effective immediately. They say today, but it says at the close of business, meaning we're going to pay you through the close of business. Okay. I wanted to talk to you about your annual leave. You know, that'll be paid off in your final paycheck. You'll get a paycheck July 31st. They'll pay off your any annual leave that you have. You don't get your sick leave. Like I said, what I'm telling you is I would file for unemployment, you know, in the meantime. Also understand references. You should direct, if you go to other employment, you're young, Kevin, you're smart, I know you can find other employment. You should direct that to me to give you your reference, not to Stan Hepler. You should have them call me in Human Resources about your employment. You can say whatever you want about this, how it ended, you know, and it leaves you hanging as a human. Not getting a reason leaves you hanging because you really don't have anything you can defend when they're not telling you anything. But I have never in all the years I've been here seen them give a reason to an at-will person on why they're being removed. Retirement and insurance, you know, retirement, I printed you out a printout. You have quite a bit in there, a little over $32,000. You can leave it. You don't have to do anything. You can pull it. You can roll it.
I'll definitely pull that so I have money to figure out how to.
But this is the statement. This was your statement as of June 2017. Now you'll have some in July, but that gives you an estimate. If you go on to you can get the refund or rollover. It'll be processed by me, Kevin. So you can fill it out, the forms on trsl.org under forms, but you need my signature, so you'll have to get it back to me. I can do it by email, however you choose to work.
That's the amount I...
That's out. Now you're looking at them taking 20% in tax. You are subject to an additional 10% penalty, but they're not going to withhold it, Kevin. That's going to be, you're going to file it as income on your taxes and take the penalty at the time because it's income. They're gonna send you a 1099-R, and when you put it on your tax, because you're only 34 years old, they're gonna apply that 10%. I've drawn out retirement funds. My husband's been terminated, so I've drawn out retirement. We had to pay that 10% penalty because he's not 59 and a half. But you won't do that. They won't take the 30, they'll just take the 20, then you'll pay the additional 10 at the time you do your, which may or may not leave you owing, because it depends on if you were getting a refund or not. You know, it all comes out in the wash sometimes, but you will file it through a 1099-R. Now, your insurance, you have the HSA. You're only good on insurance through the end of this month, but you have an HSA account where you were putting money in. That's yours. Okay. So whatever you have accumulated in that is still yours to use. How you go about, I don't know, do you have a card? How do you apply the HSA now, or have you?
Have you used it? I have a card and I've used it for...
So it'll stay good. Your money will stay on there.
But they say that the HSA requires some sort of, is it health insurance with it, like high premium thing?
Well, what's going to happen, OGB, Cindy is not aware of this yet. She will be. So she'll terminate you in group benefits, and they will send you information about COBRA, about other things. But I did call this morning to find out about the HSA monies, and they're saying those are yours. So I don't know if they refund, if that's what it means, Kevin. I didn't really get into the logistics, but I can find out more about it. But they did say you'd be getting notice once we take the move in the system. You'll get something to the home address you have on file telling you how that's going to work. And whether or not you want to pick up COBRA, you'll be allowed to pick it up if you choose. What kind of personal belongings do you have?
I've got, I bring in my own keyboards and pads and a few other things. I have some health food items in there and a desk full of all my own work documents, like signed papers in there. I have a bunch of water bottles so I can just pop them open like this one and drink it. I've got a desk full of stuff.
Yeah, so I think Stan kind of knows some of it. And he said they were going to pack it. So that's where I'm at with that. If you won't, what will happen is you'll have to come back and get it from me, and then go through it and tell me if there's things missing. We'll have to get them at that time. I can kind of give them a general idea, but we're going really blind on that, you know. So that's all I can tell you on that. You know, it'll be collected and brought here, and then I'll get in touch with you to get it back, or you can get in touch with me.
Well, I likely have personal files on the computer too.
I'll see what they can do about that.
And USB.
Do you want to send me an email giving me an idea of what you have?
I don't have it memorized. I'd have to look at it and say, okay, I have this, this. Pretty much just about everything in that desk, everything.
He planned on emptying the contents of your desk and giving it to you. And if you feel something is not yours, it's MacNeese's, and you want, that's all I can tell you. He didn't feel like you would have a bunch of things that in your desk that mattered, whether they belonged to MacNeese, any high-priced items. Is where I'm at, I guess, because I asked him this morning, you know, how do we really know? I'll do my best, Kevin, to make sure. I can ask him to take a picture of the contents before he unloads it. You know, however you want. I want you to feel comfortable that you got your stuff, but you're not allowed to go and get your stuff. You know, nobody ever is. It's nothing to do with you personally. And I made a list for me just to make sure. Really, I wish I could give you more clarity. Like I said, these things are difficult for me as a person that deals with classified individuals. It's difficult for me. What are these two, Kevin? Do you know? I mean, one's to your office and one's to the main door?
No, they both do the main door. When they made it, there's a door in the way that they know it locked, and they said, oh, and they didn't have that locked, so I said, oh, can I just get one that gets that door? I said, no, but they did want to just one door, but not the other one, so I had to have two keys. So there's the main door, and then there's
those doors
wall
inside?
Door, and then there's another, so there's like three doors before I can get to my door. So,
okay, that you have to open.
Yeah.
Your door doesn't have a key, or this opens your door,
it goes
too.
In the office with other people, so. Oh, and the UPSs I have. The UPSs are mine. Battery backups. So there's a lot of stuff.
You know, I'm not going to tell you that before the end of the day or any time that you can't email Mike Snowden and copy me.
Because I still am an employee. Am I able to use the email address?
Huh?
Am I able to use my niece's email address?
I don't know. It's usually good through the end of today. So I don't know. I would like, you know, if you want to say your piece, you have every right to, and send it to Mike Snowden as well. He's our EEO officer. You know, when you first came, when you came about this before, you know, I know you were having trouble before, I did speak to Mike Snowden about the issues you had at the time.
Yeah, it'd gotten worse because... You know how he made us have his meetings? He decided not to show up, and Chad didn't say anything about it. So I went to meetings alone, like, what's going on? And they let it happen when I asked about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you are more than welcome to email. I don't know if you have your own email address. You can email me. You can email Mike. You can put something in writing and bring it to me. Whatever it is you choose to do with that. But I would tell you, no matter what you do, go on LA Works and apply for unemployment. It will keep you going in the meantime. Now, you're gonna be paid almost through the end of July because your leave, you had about 2 weeks of leave, Kevin, close to it. So what'll happen with unemployment, they'll ask me that. They'll ask me how much leave payoff do you have. So really, technically, you're probably not due unemployment until the 1st of August. And so you may find you don't, if you get it, it's on a card nowadays. I only know because my husband got it. You get a debit card and you use that for your unemployment benefit. And I don't know what the maximum is anymore, Kevin. You're probably eligible for the maximum. I want to say it was under $300 a week, but it's something. It'll keep you going momentarily. Even if you're applying for other employment, whatever, and like I said, when it comes to other employment, you really need to direct them to me to handle. I don't allow them on campus to start. My goal is for you to be successful to get you another job, and I'll do whatever I can to help you do that. And so however you want to, whatever you do with your future, you need to direct them to human resources. But if you want to file a complaint, an official complaint, I would say do it before the end of the day. You know, I think you'll be more, there'll be more impact to it if you do it. Because once you're not employed here, you'd almost have to go through EEOC out of New Orleans. Okay? I'm just telling you that. That it does exist. I think you're from New Orleans, aren't you?
That's true, yeah. But yeah, pretty much from New Orleans.
EEOC in New Orleans handles whenever people don't work here anymore, or they feel they're not getting the relief here that they wanted. So you can Google that as well and look that up. Yeah, that may be the route to go, Kevin. I don't know. Right now, my concern is getting you your personal property back over here. So I'm going to see how they, what they're doing with that. I'll check back.
Because there are UPS's things plugged in the floor that are mine. There's USB sticks. There's data on the computer.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to check it out. Do you have a cell phone number you can give me?
Yeah.
Where I can call you?
337-419-9523.
I encourage you, Kevin.
What is the website for the unemployment? Can you write it down?
It's, let me see how you find it. I think it's Louisiana Department of Labor nowadays. Let's see. Yeah, when you search Louisiana Department of Labor, it's laworks.net. I'll write it for you. Give me that sheet. We'll just write everything in here. And when you go in there, I think it's pretty easy. It has workers, and it'll bring up unemployment benefits. And that's where you go in to file, you know, and you can put whatever you want. I'm not going to challenge you. When it comes to me, I don't care what you put. I'm going to say a contract appointment ended, no cause, meaning we didn't fire you for cause. We didn't say you violated a policy, you broke a procedure. They didn't give me cause. So really, unless you have questions, and you may have a bunch, you're going to find that you're going to think about it when you get home. It's sort of shell-shocked initially, I know. And so you're going to find that you may have a lot of questions that you want to ask me, and you're more than welcome. I'm going to give you my cell phone.
No, one thing they didn't do is they didn't return my signed copy of my, they were supposed to have done that when they, their evaluation.
Oh, yeah?
They never got it. So I'd like to see my employee evaluation. Because I know they make you sign it before you give it to them for them to sign. Then they give you a signed copy back. I never received that.
Okay. I can get that too. I can get that. I'm going to give you my cell phone number. I'm not a big cell phone user at work, but it's sitting here. And if you text me, you know, if you have any questions, if you go home and you think about things like this, little things you'll start thinking about. We have until the end of the month to close things out. As far as I'm concerned, you know, we would probably leave your check direct deposit, Kevin, because you've exited with me. You've done what you were supposed to do, which is your keys. Do you park? You don't park on campus. Do you have an employee ID card?
Yes,
do you have it on you? I need that too. I forgot about that.
Oh, wait, no, I don't have one. I can get it to you.
Well, I'm not that worried about it, Kevin. You know, if you don't have it on you,
there's too much stuff in
the I'll just say you turned it in. I'm not worried about it.
Stop.
So, you can add me to your. You're going to think of things. It's very hard to come and sit in here and be told you're terminated in a surprise manner. I don't like it. And you're going to go home and you're going to think about a lot of things, you know. And if you decide, you can text me and say, you know, I'm going to file a complaint. And you can send me that by email. You can send it to Mike Snowden by email. He's just M. Snowden. He's a super nice fellow. You can try to contact him and make an appointment. His number... That's his direct line in his office. You can call him and say, I want to schedule an appointment. He's pretty much like me. He's there. So if you, he's been traveling for work. So, but he's got an open door policy, but I would say you may not catch him. So if you want to call him, he's a super nice guy to talk to. He's very fair. He's a very nice guy. He'll listen to you, what you have to say. Then give him a call and see if you can schedule something to come in. You know, talk in person. Sometimes it's better to put things in writing because you get overlooked by just saying things. You know, I'm sure you've had conversations with Stan and whoever. But when you say things and don't always come out in writing, and maybe you are, Kevin, and I'm just not, I just don't know, you know. I don't know if you fought anything, like I said, but I don't think you've ever gone through Mike Snowden, gone that far with it. Well, I'm sure you didn't want to.
Yeah, because I don't want to deal with that process.
Who wants to?
But not realizing that there's more than just, I guess, working behind my back, because they could easily say, oh, we're not, so then you can prepare. If they're, it's just the sudden... Just the attitude they've been doing, the things they've been doing, it's been suspicious, and I'm in like, they've been...
I know what you're saying.
And they've been showing this clear favoritism. It's like, what's going on here?
I get it. Take that. I'm going to get this, because I should have the signed copy. I can get that to you. I'm going to check on your personal. I'll text you a little bit. So add my phone to your phone, and I'll text you and let you know what's going on.